Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Global deaths directly attributable to the vaccine. 20 million.
We have conservatively 20 million people they just murdered.
2 billion serious adverse reactions of the type I described.
And Fauci and Klaus Schwab and Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and Tedros, they're all still walking around. We've already had a bunch of their top people defect over and say, hey, I'm not with them, because they understand how many scientists and researchers have gone public and that they're not going to hide this. And they knew the bigger agenda. They were supposed to keep us in the lockdown and control forever and release more viruses. It didn't go the way they wanted. Their plan failed. It backfired.
It will be known as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity.
And their new plan to do new lockdowns backfired because we learned about it. This audience got the word out. But the point is, you just can't let this criminal group run around and reconstitute itself and do it again. I'm not saying go out and kill the head of Pfizer, but I'm saying politically, culturally, nonviolently assassinate his name, assassinate his stock, assassinate everyone that served him politically, nonviolently, with a assassination of his identity, because he is a bad person.
Have you taken the vaccine, sir?
No, I haven't taken the...
They knew they were lying. They knew it erased the immune system. They knew it was depopulation. And they were going to then blame it on future viruses, the mass death the shot caused, and keep the fear going, give you even more shots as more people get sick and die. But we defeated their plan together.
You actually made a comment that no one was forced to have the vaccination. You must have been fully aware that people, nurses, doctors, people to have their jobs, to keep their jobs, were forced to have the vaccination. Now, do you retract your statement that they were not forced?
Senator, no, I believe firmly that nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
If an employer allows an unvaccinated staff member on site, they can be fined more than $21,000, and the business will be hit with almost a $110,000 fine. Workers who falsely claim they've had the jab will wear a $10,000 fine.
If you think you can not have a vaccine just because you don't want to have a vaccine...
Nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
What a hide you have. What a ridiculous position is that?
Nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
And all the other tyrants and all the other would-be psychos and mad scientists need to see them jerking at the end of a rope for the millions they killed, so they understand we won't tolerate this behavior in the future, because humans come first. This is our planet. We value ourselves. And we're going to go interstellar, and you're not going to stop us. And we are a pro-human, human supremacist movement that wants to empower the species. And the globalists admit that what they count on is the general public having a low attention span and a goldfish's memory.
This time, I think people will pay attention.
We just accept they killed 20 million people, including some of my family, some of yours. And it's just cute. And we're just going to sit here while these creeps are still in power?
There'll be another pandemic. We know that.
Don't truck bomb them. Don't shoot them. Don't harm a hair on their head. No, we just get our people elected. We take control of the institutions. Might take 5 years, might take 10. And we don't buy anything they say. And we build our own communities. And then we start indicting them. And they start singing like canaries once we control the Justice Departments of the world. And we let the people that blow the whistle just get 10 years in prison. And then the kingpins get marched up on a public platform on international television, and we put a rope around their neck, and we pull the lever, and we break their neck in front of billions of people. And we say, that's what happens when you kill children and innocent people. In their own documents, like the SPARS document, 2025, 2028, they say, when it comes out in 3 years we killed a bunch of people, we'll say it's a mistake and have the heads of the companies resign, and some of the politicians will get in trouble. They even war game that.
We made mistakes before the epidemic and not investing more. And then during the epidemic, we also made mistakes.
No. You didn't do this by accident. You didn't build all this and release it on accident. You didn't give us the poison shots and cover what they were doing on accident. You did it on purpose. You don't believe it because you're so arrogant. But one day, sooner than you think, you're going to be up on international television with that big cheering crowd right there. because you were anti-human and you're so into death and you decide who lives and dies, you're going to die on international TV, crapping your pants, jerking at the end of a rope.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
It's Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Brace yourselves.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have obviously an incredibly full plate of vital information and intel. A lot of good news, a lot of bad news, a lot of ugly news, a lot of beautiful news. But I was intending to come in here last night, preparing for the show this morning, the broadcast. And I was thinking of the headline I was going to write for the show today. And it was basically, brace for impact. The world is going to the greatest time of change we've ever seen. The battle versus good versus evil is coming to a head. All the people I really respect, including my own research and understanding, and what we're also getting from the knowledge of the audience, is that the New World Order's cornered. They're going to go for broke next year. Everything's on the table. We're all in incredible danger. But we're in more danger letting them stay in control. So the battle is now here. The heart of the war is now. How many days left till the election? We'll put it on screen. That's the main focal point. 342 days, 12 hours, 51 minutes, 25 seconds. So I was already planning to come in here and say, brace yourself for what's coming. Then I got here this morning and started doing some research before I went on Steve Bannon's show, the War Room, and I saw this Victor Davis Hanson, one of the most respected historians in the world, with the headline, Victor David Hanson warns America, brace yourself for what's coming in 2024. It's a very powerful 10.5-minute video. So I want to kick the whole broadcast off with this today, because it's exactly what I was going to say. He makes a few points I wasn't going to make. I'll make a few points he didn't make. So when you add together what we're going to say, it's veritas. And look, as negative as this is, and as bad as the New World Order is, and all the horrible things they're doing, at least we're not going to sleepwalk through this. At least we're on our feet. And the curve is going upwards for global awakening and resistance. If I tried to list the countries, every major country that even has quasi-free elections in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in the Pacific, from New Zealand to Sweden, to Spain, to the Netherlands, to Argentina, to Brazil, but then they just stole the election and outlawed the Brazilian Trump, Bolsonaro, from running again. Everywhere, unless they bring total totalitarianism in, they're failing. That's their only move. We have them in check. They've got one more move, and then if they don't make the right move, we win. Well, there is no right move for them, because when they go for pure tyranny, it'll only accelerate the awakening, but that's an immovable object coming into play with an unstoppable force. It's very explosive. And so their only move is global crisis, destabilization, race war, financial collapse, viral releases, insane conflict. And if you look, they fired up the cauldrons for war and open borders and collapse. And I told you this in August. From my sources in Border Patrol and DSA, they were told that starting in the middle of September, they would create the COVID fear, try to bring back the mask, then bring in the boosters, and then by the end of the year, try to bring the COVID protocols back in. I said, though, we're not jellyfish, and there's not just evil in the world. If we stand up and if we speak out and we get ahead of this, they're going to have trouble re-implementing it. But we got to start getting Congress involved and legislators involved and parliaments involved. And we've got to march and demonstrate and file lawsuits and get very aggressive already on the offense because they're launching their covert rollout of this. And I said, then they're going to bring out new viruses. And the UN and Bill Gates have all been saying, oh, soon a virus is coming. It's going to hit kids and you'll take the next one serious. And then Bill Gates starts giggling because he knows they've already cooked it up. And now the UN has recommended China go back under martial law. They've done it. Now they're getting ready, they say, to recommend it for other countries. While the UN's trying to ram through this tree to take control of our bodies. So a big stack of news on that. I wanted to fully back them down. We got them off balance, and they backed off quite a bit, but now they're coming back. So, yes, it makes my credibility go way up. I wish that people would have listened to me. I didn't say it was going to happen. I said they're preparing to do it, and now you see them doing it. And I said we could stop it together. And so then if they don't do it, it's like, oh, he made that up. And then if they do it, hundreds of millions starved to death with the lockdowns, total tyranny, control, world ID, and then Alex Jones is vindicated. But that's a media misrepresentation. I said day one in August. Story broke August 15th. Just so happened to be when I got the intel, it was a month till they were supposedly going to do the propaganda rollout. And they did do it, just like I said, but people didn't go along, so they backed off. But now the hotel chains and the grocery stores and here in Austin, the masks are everywhere again. I'm getting reports of it all over the country, all over the world. It's truly disgusting. So we're trying to stop it. The prediction was they were going to try the rollout, and then it's up to us and up to you, up to all of us, whether or not they get away with it. So here's the headlines. Alert. As Brit gets pig flu, child pneumonia cases surge in Europe. Fears outbreak in China could spread, just like last time. Hazmat workers disinfect streets, the same kabuki theater we saw before. Here's the headline. Daily Mail. Who calls for China to reinstate massive distancing and staying home when ill amid mystery pneumonia outbreak? Oh, yeah, it's so ridiculous. Child pneumonia cases surge in Europe as fears risk of outbreak in China. UK detects its first human case of swine flu. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And what did Bill Gates keep saying? The next thing, in fact, pull the clips up. I forgot to tell the crew. Or just type in a search engine. Bill Gates says the next virus will target children. Well, look, child pneumonia cases surge in Europe as fears rise over outbreak in China. And what does the shot do? It erases your immune system. And the next time you get a SARS-type virus, it's much, much worse. China's COVID trauma returns as hazmat workers disinfect the streets. So we've got that. We've got huge war news, massive economic news, massive economic news, all coming up today. But I want to go to this clip of Victor Davis Hanson warning, brace yourself for what's coming. You can feel it. You can see it. This is the big one. This is the main focus. The people versus the New World Order, the Great Reset versus the Great Awakening. Here it is.
They look at Trump as a vampire, and they put a stake in his heart, but they're afraid that that stake could come out any time, that he's undying, and they're afraid of him. They are terrified of him. You know why they're terrified of him? Because they think he's smarter this time, and he has just cause to really get angry because of what they did to him. They can write all of the Atlantic Monthly, and they can write all the New Yorker clever, glib little essays about Donald Trump as a threat to democracy, or they can write all their little Molly Ball Time essays, how clever and brilliant they were with their cabals and their conspiracies to get rid of him. But deep down inside, they know that if the right ever did that to Barack Obama or Joe Biden, they could have really made something out of the fact that Barack Obama had a hot mic expose where he told the president of Russia, you tell Vladimir that I will be flexible on missile defense. That's the security of the United States of America if he gives me space in my last election. And Putin did do that. That's an impeachable offense if a phone call to Ukraine is. So they understand that, that the right could have done that to them. And they understand now the right probably will do that to them for their own survival. And they are scared. They're saying if a MAGA candidate wins and they win the House and the Senate, we're cooked, because they're going to get special prosecutors and they're going to go after the Biden family like they've never gone after anybody. And they're going to find stuff because we know Joe is crooked. And then they're going to go after Merrick Garland and they're going to go after Mayorkas, and they're not going to stop. And that's why they're scared. And they're going to do any. Everybody thinks that the danger.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
$1 million to know it was obvious. No apology. In fact, not only no apologies, they got Pulitzer Prize winners, some of the reporters. Every time they give these monstrous lies, there's no apologies. And why should they? Because in their way, they're just narratives. They're postmodern, Foucauldian, Lacan, Derrida, narratives. They were useful. So that's what they look back. Well, they were useful at the time because when we went through the Mueller investigation, when we went through the laptop, we crippled Donald Trump, and therefore we were able to stop him. We had anonymous. He was burrowed deep into the Homeland Security. He was a minor official, but we said he was one of the major operatives in the Trump administration. We lied. And then we printed his op-ed because it did what it was supposed to do. It weakened this right-wing agenda, so they think. And we got Admiral McRaven, and he came in and wrote an op-ed and said Trump should leave, the sooner the better. And then we got all of the four stars, McCaffrey, McChrystal, all of them, to say that Trump was Hitler, that he was Mussolini, that he was a liar, that he was dangerous. We got Mark Milley to call the Chinese. We did all of this. And yes, we do not want this to be done to us. If right now a retired four-star general says that Joe Biden is senile or he's dangerous or the Afghanistan is a disaster and he should be removed sooner or later, or his weaponization of the DOJ or the FBI is Mussolini-like, or his hounding of individual people at school boards, or the way he conducted the Mar-a-Lago raid is remnant of, it's Nazi-like, and I'm just quoting from what they've said. You know what's going to happen to those people? You're going to get Merrick Garland to call up the Pentagon, and they're all going to be slapped with a Code 88 uniform code of military justice, and they're going to be court-martialed for disparaging the commander-in-chief. Trust me, they would in 2 seconds, and that's not going to happen. First, they're not going to say anything because they're not equally going to apply their standards of correct behavior on the part of the... And second of all, they're going to say something with Donald Trump because they know that the media and the Pentagon are not going to do anything to him. Now, oh man, they would destroy them if they ever criticize the commander-in-chief. They would go after him like you wouldn't believe, and they know that. And so what we're talking about, I guess, to sum up and end this, they understand deterrence. They are saying to the American people, we are SOBs. We're capable of everything and anything. Now, which side do you want to be on? Because if you're on our side, you can do what Hunter Biden is. There's no consequences. If you want to say that the voting machines are crooked like Jill Stein, go ahead. She did in 2016. If you want to be Barbara Boxer and 32 Democrats and say, you know what? We're not going to certify the Ohio count and hold up the whole election. We're going to try to do that. Don't worry. They did it in 2004. If you're Al Gore and the registrar and the attorney general says, well, the votes have been counted and they have been certified in Florida. Oh, no, we're going to sue and hold up the entire election for a month. And so you can do all of that as long as you're on our side. But if you don't do that and you want to go on the other side, then you're going to be in big trouble. And that's the message that they're trying to say. That's what we're really getting down to. Join the winning side. It's sort of like in the Soviet Union. If you're part of the nomenklatura and you join the party, you're exempt. If you're not, well, you're on your own. People say to me, well, you're an academic and you spent your whole life. How did you deal with those 94% of all academics are left wing? And I'm just using that percentage because that's the percentage of those who give money to political campaigns. 94% go to left wing or democratic causes. And they said, why are they so left wing? Is it they have tenure? They're exempt from the worrying about losing their job. They have guaranteed step increases. They have a 9-month work year. Is it because they teach their one or two classes a semester? What is it that makes them? Are they idealistic? Because they deal with words or I didn't. I said, no. No, no, no. They understand with, if you want to get tenure and you want to be promoted and you want to be liked, you just parrot the majority cause. If it paid better, they'd be fascist.
If it paid better, they'd be fascist or anything else. Now, Victor Davis Hanson just gave you a nice snapshot of the last 7 years, 8 years. But that's only part of the story. You did a great job. I hope everybody shares that video. We'll post it to Bandout Video into the live show feed. Obviously, it's in the live show. It'll be archived later to Bandout Video. But what are they going to do beyond just the fake prosecutions and the kangaroo courts with no juries and the rest of it against Trump? They're going to start more wars. They're going to activate the Muslim terror groups that Biden's funding and Obama's funding to carry out larger destabilizations. They're then going to hype up all the Islamics they brought into Europe and the U.S. when they see the Israeli response, because in a two-dimensional way, it looks terrible, and I think it is wrong to carpet bomb innocent civilians, but it's all being done for a larger dialectic to create a political cataclysm, a massive acceleration of every form of destabilization, because the old bubble is popping, and they're bringing in the new system, the cashless society, the central bank digital currencies to replace it. We're at the crossroads. We have the old republic. It had its problems, but it was the apple of the world's eye, the best system, incredible wealth, incredible success, dynamic human spirit being at least partially free. They built, in the last 100 years, the parallel Federal Reserve system. And they began to transfer power to the totalitarian bureaucracy. Corporate fascist system at the top uses communist dialogue and programs to control people at the bottom, but it's a fascist system on top, communist on the bottom. Really, it's a technocracy is the best term to describe it, and how they describe it. And now they're going to dynamite in the next year, and they're doing it all over the world, what's left of the old rail, because people are trying to jump back over to it. No, no, no. You transfer all the power you can over to the totalitarian train that's running parallel to the freedom train, and right when you get to the point where people figure out that the totalitarian train's going to go over a cliff, there's no bridge up there for the general population, you can't allow that because people can jump back to the other train. So you blow up this train before you get to the cliff. So you blow up the train that people could save themselves on right before you then take them down into hell. And people are jumping all over the world over to the freedom train, the 1776 train, the anti-Klaus Schwab, anti-Bill Gates, anti-UN train. People all over the world, wherever they can have a halfway free election, are electing hardcore people that say, I'll stop this right now. Doesn't mean they're all perfect, but what matters is the people are waking up, they get it. So they're already trying to jump over. And they're getting ready to dynamite the track so that people see a blown up, fiery wreck and don't jump and are stuck on this train that goes right into hell. Wars, financial collapse, new viruses. Victor Hanson Davis, you notice, talked about, oh, they're going to try a new pandemic to keep the mail-in ballots going. And they're already proposing it. And now the UN's proposed new lockdowns around the world. China's already done it. Australia's going back under it. Europe's trying to bring it back in. Democrat-controlled cities are already bringing it back in. To bring in the mail-in ballots again. 340 days out. Well, what's the exact number? Put it back on screen. 300 and something days out. I told you this. You could see it coming. But then I had sources confirming they're being told get ready for it. So it's a countdown, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to be aware of this and realize that we'd be better jumping on a burning train than to go on the train over the cliff. 342 days, 12 hours. All right, we're going to go to break. Senator Peter McCullough is going to be popping in with breaking news and more. Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving Thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving Thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
First, we've got to admit we're in a lot of trouble. Then we have to realize as men, that's our job, but women are welcome to join us, to stand against these people. That's why I say and do things here on air, regardless of the consequences to myself or, quite frankly, my family. And I've canvassed my family. They did it Thanksgiving. And they're ready to die for this mission. And they fully authorized me to continue on nonstop. They understand their targets and have been threatened. I'm going to leave it at that. Seriously, their lives, everything. And to a man and woman, they've said, bring it. They're proud to stand with the Republic. I'm proud to stand with you, but everybody better understand you're in a war and it's coming to a head. You better decide whether you want to roll over to this thing, let it slowly eat your guts while you watch and eat your children while you watch, metaphysically and probably in reality, or whether you want to at least die on your feet. But if you got the idea of dying on your feet instead of living on your knees as a slave, you won't just live, most of you. You'll be prosperous, you'll be honorable, and your family and your progeny are going to be proud of you, and so are your ancestors. All right, I'm going to just do a snapshot of this because Dr. Peter McCullough is coming up in like 10 minutes, but the breaking news. But the globalists have done a bunch of war games and a bunch of fear-mongering that the next pandemic, and the UN's done these big drills in the last year and a half, is going to hit kids. And then right on time, new viruses in the UK and Europe and China hit kids. And we don't know what it is. And, oh, or maybe it's the flu or maybe it's pneumonia. It's people that have taken the shot. We have the actual insurance company statistics that are dead on. 20 million dead at least. And they're just getting started. Life expectancies in every country that took the shots, nosediving for the first time in history. Not from COVID. The catastrophic contagion in October 2022 drill that John Hopkins and the World Health Organization, the Bill Melinda Gates Foundation ran, that means the globalists behind Gates through the UN, through John Hopkins, same folks that ran all the other battle plans for COVID that matched exactly what they then did to us. That way, if other agencies or groups that aren't part of it see them training and battle planning, they don't get arrested for planning a bio attack. Oh, it's just a drill that exactly matches what they're planning. John Hopkins Center for Health and Security, in partnership with the World Health Organization, the Bill Melinda Gates Foundation, conducted catastrophic contagion, a pandemic tabletop exercise at the Grand Challenges annual meeting in Brussels, Belgium, at the UN World Government Complex. Lessons from the exercise. They need total surveillance, total control, world IDs, cashless society, for the next one that's going to hit us. Just like Fauci said in 2017, don't worry, we're going to be hit by a novel virus out of China. We'll get full control. They did it. But the public woke up to them, and they got bigger backlash than they thought. But they think you don't have a memory, so they're gearing up to do it again. And one of the little caveats, the little cherry on top, is they can have mail-in ballots and steal the election for President Trump. Yet again, they certainly hope. UN calls for China to go back under lockdown. China now officially launches lockdown, brings back mass social distancing, forced testing, checkpoints, the trucks driving around spraying the public. All of it's been done, and they've got all sorts of fear-mongering just everywhere as they roll out the hysteria and the fear in the public, yet again, in our face, ladies and gentlemen. So as my sources told you they were going to try it, they are certainly rolling it out and trying to execute it yet again. So let's go to a few past clips of Gates and then play a clip from that drill that we were just talking about, catastrophic contagion from just over a year ago in October of last year. Oh, look at the big Drudge headline. It's in red. Mass social distancing return to China. Europe on alert. Where did it start last time? China brings in controls. Europe on alert. Our politicians say don't worry. So it looks like they're reasonable. Then, oh, the hospitals are full. Everybody's dying. But it wasn't even true. And then they bring in the control. They're running the exact same play again. And I didn't toot my horn. I said, we slowed them down. Looks like they might be backing down. But they're going to probably produce some new viruses to try to get this going. And it happened. So, everybody misrepresented what I said. Didn't say they'd get new lockdowns and protocols and pandemics done. I said they were going to try. And we could stop them. And so far, we've done a great job backing them down. But now they're coming with the fear, and it's real, and they're trying to... The fear is real. The poison shots, the lethal injections they've got are real. The lockdowns that will starve the third world to death again, those are real. The economy imploding again is real, while they tell millennials, stay at home and play video games, and everybody else, and the economy goes into full free fall. This is it. It's going down. It's happening. Go ahead and just play these clips back to back. Play Gates saying, oh, you'll get the next pandemic will get your attention. That means everybody dying from the shots, and they blame it on some new virus. That's always been the plan. And then him 3 years ago with Colbert bragging about the next big attack. And then the latest clip from the catastrophic contagion UN operation.
You know, they took their experience and actually prepared, and so they moved a lot faster. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say is will get attention this time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
Mm-hmm. You tried to warn us about this pandemic, and we didn't listen. What's the next thing you're warning us about that's going to happen 5 years from now that we're not listening to at the present?
Look how happy he is.
Well, I didn't want to be right. What I wanted to do is...
I understand. I'm not saying you won. Everybody loses. Nobody wins with this. And I'm not saying that you're... this is not an end zone.
Oh, yeah, Bill Gates said
it. I'm just saying, what else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be ticked. Now, the good news is,
okay,
I'm not trying to depress you, it's tough enough.
Too late.
Right now,
too
that
late.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one, most of the work we'll do to be ready for that are also the things we need to do to minimize the threat of bioterrorism.
Well, Mr. Gates, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for the efforts you and your organization are doing to try to find the cure for this. And we'll see you again. Stay safe.
All right. Great talk.
Give our best to everybody else in the bunker.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As of today, there have been an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide, with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 15 million children. Countless millions are alive, but left with paralysis or brain damage. The most successful countries are those which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams, which conducted detailed operational planning and routinely tested those plans through exercises and drills. If more countries had participated and heeded the guidance, the toll might have been much less.
That's right. If you go under Bill Gates' UN depopulationist control, they'll round everybody up and take political dissidents to the camps they built everywhere and then say, oh, less died here. But it's the shots they're giving you and the boosters that are killing everybody, and that's confirmed. And they call that the new pandemic. This is a scientific plan. You just saw them roll it out. And so it's official. Pandemic 2. Plandemic 2. The globalists have officially launched Pandemic 2 / Plandemic 2. We'll put this out as a headline later from the live show at Bandai Video. Now joining us now is Dr. Peter McCullough, a leading heart specialist and one of the main voices for almost 4 years exposing this giant lie.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The, you know, everywhere we look around the world, there's lawsuits, all kinds of court proceedings, calls to pull them off the market. The governments would be smart if they just pulled them off the market and you know, and don't keep advancing the vaccines because it's simply not working out.
All right, I got 100 questions, but you're the expert. Give us the data dump. What's front and center for you, a guy right in the center of the fight? I know that's fighting 18 hours a day.
The biggest thing for us right now is still complications from the vaccines. We're seeing record rates of blood clots, myocarditis, long COVID syndrome. Now, we've innovated. We've developed forms of detoxification with nattokinase, bromelain, and curcumin, you know, starting at low doses and working our way up. A wellness company has done a terrific job with not only the detoxification protocol, but also emergency kits. So they have forms of emergency kits that can be utilized, and they work to help cover the bases. In the bases include, you know, various forms of infections like COVID, respiratory syncytial virus. This new Chinese pneumonia would be covered by the wellness company kits. And people are arming themselves. Alex, this is something you've advised for a long period of time, is for people individually to get ready. And they are getting ready because, you know, we've been told there's going to be another pandemic. We just don't know what it's going to be.
Well, I mean, it's like they flipped the light switch on in September with the fear mongering, Dr. Peter McCullough. And talking to all your colleagues and others, they're even talking about mail-in ballots again. This looks like they're trying to do a replay of 2000. What's your view on that, and how do we educate the public and get ahead of this hysteria that the media is clearly now officially trying to bring COVID protocols back for swine flu, for pneumonia? I mean, it's over the top.
People have to keep their eye on treatment. this news about swine flu. It's the same issue, Alex, that the bottom line is, you know, we have very good treatments for influenza, 2 oral drugs, 1 IV drug. We treat it early. We cover the secondary staphylococcal pneumonia that can set in. You know, so influenza, imminently treatable. COVID-19, treatable. Respiratory syncytial virus, treatable with albuterol and budesonide. These are not imminent public health threats. They're certainly not things we need to take vaccines for. As long as we keep our eye on early treatment and even prevention with the nasal sprays and gargles, you know, we're going to be well ahead of the game, and then people won't basically fall into this fear campaign that there's no treatment. One of the reasons why people were so fearful of COVID is because they were told there was no treatment. And then, you know, ultimately we devised McCullough protocol and so many other approaches. Now we are way ahead of the game on all of these illnesses. Remember, we took down monkeypox. We were told there was going to be a monkeypox national emergency. We had treatments with Tecovirimat. It handled it very well. We got ahead of this in the media. We've done the same thing on RSV, same thing on Chinese pneumonia, as well as whatever's going to be the next illness to hit us. The fear here and the concern is that the next pandemic's probably going to come out of a bio lab. And experts have published this, that there are so many people working on gain-of-function research. Remember, in the United States, the National Institutes of Health, you know, doesn't fund gain-of-function research, but it's not outlawed. It's not banned. And in every state, there probably is gain-of-function research funded through foundation or university fees. I think every state should look at this. I'd strongly support banning gain-of-function research. It's not advancing science, and it's creating a lot of hazards that could be the next public health emergency like a pandemic.
Well, what I want people to understand is this. The UN said they'd use disease X years ago, X meaning whatever they made up or pushed or released, to get full control. And now they're trying to get the UN treaty through right now that's failing. I got articles all over the world. People are really waking up to them. So they almost got it done with the last fear-mongering campaign. It's clear they're trying to do it again. I think it's just so vital that everybody ahead of time bolster their immune systems for the shedding and all the rest of the craziness so that even the numbers are not anywhere near what they're saying, that there's clearly stuff going on that we're prepared.
Oh, for sure. I think it's preparedness. You know, it's interesting that, you know, all of the government takeover of all this unbridled spending was in the name of pandemic preparedness. But in fact, the government doesn't prepare at all for pandemics. Individuals do. And doctors and clinics and healthcare systems do. We simply don't need the government, you know, to try to help in pandemic preparedness. We need to do it ourselves, and that's what people are doing. Wellness company basically taking over, now providing kits to people all over the country. Everybody's getting outfitted with a kit for homeschool and work. And the bottom line is people are going to be prepared. The kit has in it a guidebook as well as a telemedicine consult to help people, you know, through whatever this.
That's right. And I didn't even think about this. You head up a national group that gets people pre-positioned. Everybody should be stockpiling this stuff, because if things get crazy or out of control, it'll run out again. They'll be gouging all of it. Everybody should go to onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com, and they should get prepared with the telemedicine and get ready, because it's very clear that the globalists have geared up something large, and I think they're just using all this side viral hysteria to get people kind of primed for something, and they're in trouble. And the UN has said pandemics are how they're going to get their world government. It's how they get their world ID. It's how they get their universal basic income. It's how they get the ESGs. It's how they get the social credit score. Everything is around this, and they think we don't have a memory, and they're trying to bring it back right now.
It's true, and there's so many destabilizing events in the world. People are looking here and there. And the main thing is just to be alert and to be savvy and understand that, you know, we need to look to medical leaders who are willing to face these challenges and help us get through it. Largely, now we're organized. We weren't organized when COVID-19 hit. We certainly are now. You know, I'd be ready to lead in treating the Chinese pneumonia if it hit our shores. It probably will. And then, you know, most of the battle is occurring in the media. That's the reason why your show is important. Best name show ever, InfoWars. It's a war of information right now. And as long as we keep bringing people the truth, Alex, we're going to win this war.
And am I right? I've seen the studies, but you're the expert. A surgeon with a really good N95 mask, it does some things up front, but these filthy face diapers, making kids wear these dirty things, isn't that major league linked to bacterial pneumonia?
Right. It actually makes it worse. You know, that image you showed of the Chinese lobby, everyone wearing masks was making it worse. They're just rebreathing the mycoplasmal organism into the mask. You know, the body needs fresh air. We don't need a mask breathing in fibers and other things into our body. And so, you know, I hope people now have learned, if you look on airplanes, public spaces, very few people wearing masks.
All right, Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much for the time. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and talk about the permanent emergency the UN's putting us into, the world government, and the tricks they're going to play. I got a bunch of key clips and some really hardcore stuff I'm going to be covering that, believe me, is very critical. You don't want to miss it. But when you talk about your immune system, ladies and gentlemen, everything essential, and it's only less than 30 vitamins and minerals you've got to have to live, but one of the things that's not in the regular vitamins and minerals is atomic iodine. Regular iodine out there is bound to other compounds. It's cheaper. It doesn't absorb very well. It's still better than nothing. Okay? Like eating fish, you get iodine, but there's also mercury and stuff. That's great. You're eating your fish, you're good. Eat a lot of it. But this is absolutely pure. Even the stuff in fish is bound, though, to other compounds. This is not. This is pure iodine. X2 came in a few weeks ago. We've already sold out half of it. Maybe the last run we shut down, but we got it in stock ready to ship to you right now. Get X2, and nothing is going to boost your overall health and immune system like iodine. Every cellular function, every electrochemical action, the mitochondria, the white blood cells, everything, every cell must have iodine, so they bomb us with fluoride, because even if you've got enough iodine, if you're getting a bunch of fluoride, it blocks it in the pituitary, in the thyroid, you name it. Billions have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. And a lot of folks can't absorb iodine that's bound to other compounds. This is not the only true real nascent iodine out there. X2, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you also want to get a great book and support the broadcast, get a limited edition signed copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. You can also still get copies of The Reset. And, of course, The Great Reset and The War for the World, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But let me add something. I just said this up front. You know, we have Black Friday every year, and for over a decade we've had Cyber Week. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Cyber Week running right now, a massive, massive sale at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of still free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the tools you need, and great coffee as well, and so much more. Thanks for keeping us on air.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.